LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only, excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey, this is Paris, Gamertag Radio, E3 2015. I just got a chance to see Transformers Devastation, and I have a few gentlemen here to talk about it. So can you introduce yourself, please?
Absolutely. So I'm Robert Conkey, producer on Transformers at Activision. And
good afternoon, Gamers. I'm Saito.
It's Kenji Saito from Platinum Games. He's the director on the game.
Platinum Games producer no Kuroka desu.
And that's Atsushi Kuroka. He is the producer on the game at Platinum Games.
Okay, so I'm a huge Transformers fan, especially awesome. Generation 1. So where did the idea come from to do this?
So I'll let Kuroka-san answer that. TFの idea はどこから来ましたかっていう話です。このゲームを作ろうっていう話は、
アクティビジョンさんの方から今回も依頼いただいて、こういう素晴らしいトランスフォーマーズっていう歴史の深いテーマをいただいたのがきっかけです。
So, originally it came from actually the Activision side. We had the license to work on Transformers games. We've done a few in the past.
Right.
But we handed it to them and said, hey, we think you guys would make a pretty awesome Transformers game. What do you got? And they started coming up with ideas, and this is the result. So.
Okay. So I see the style is in a cel shaded, which I think is fantastic, especially since you're doing Generation 1. So what was the inspiration to do that? Why not go, because you said in the past, you've done Transformers games and been in a more traditional style. So why the cel shading?
So I can talk to that. We actually, we had discussions with him. We'd been looking for doing something that would make it really unique, make it stand out. And we love the gritty style we had before as well, but we just wanted to do something a little bit fresh. And we just said, hey guys, we know you have cel shading tech. Can you see what you can do with Transformers? And Saito-san heard about that, and he was like, oh, we're doing cel shading? I know exactly where this is going to go.
Right,
and he was like, it has to look like, he's a huge fan since he was a kid. He's like, it's got to look just like this. And so they showed us some examples, and we were all blown away. And it just kind of went from there.
So what's the gameplay style you went for in the game?
Okay, let me ask Saito-san for that one. TF のゲームプレイスタイルはどんな感じだか教えてください。
はい。トランスフォームを基本に、ゲームをデザインをしています。敵に、コンボフィニッシュを決めた後、ビークルで、アタックする。敵の攻撃を避けるというのもそうですけど、あとはビークル状態でスピードを上げたまま、敵に攻撃を与えると、そういう攻撃の起点となるところで全て、トランスフォームというのを、使用するということになっています。
So, one of the key aspects of it is using transformation, like everywhere in combat. That was kind of their big, that was really the big thing that they wanted to do that was going to be unique to this title. So there's really three primary ways that it's used. One is at the end of a combo, you'll actually have a chance to transform and you do what we're calling a vehicle attack and actually fly at the enemy, do a lot of damage and continue your combo. And if you're good, you can chain that. It's also used for dodging. So you can actually transform immediately after dodging depending on how you press the button. And then it's also used in what we're calling rush attacks, which are you have to gain maximum speed in your vehicle, and then you can perform a super powerful combo by doing it, but only at maximum speed. So.
Okay, now when you showed the demo earlier, we got to see Optimus Prime, mm-hmm. and we got to see Bumblebee. How many playable characters will be in the game?
There will be 5 playable characters in the game. So we'll have Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Sideswipe, Wheeljack, and of course Grimlock.
Okay, so nothing from the Decepticon side that'll be playable.
Right, it's going to be Autobot focus.
Okay.
Yep.
How many characters total in the game?
We're looking at somewhere, I don't want to give the exact numbers, but
it's
more than 30.
Okay.
We'll say it that way.
Now, it's called Transformers Devastation, and we got to see Devastator, and the size and the scope of him compared to Optimus Prime was pretty impressive. So anything additional you want to tell us about Devastator in the game?
Sure. Devastator が出たんじゃないですか。 デバスタについて言いたいことは、あ、というかみんなに伝えたいことはありますでしょうかということです。
まあやっぱり彼はパワフルなところが一番なので、そのパワフルさ、あの、そのトランスフォーマーの中でもやっぱり大きくて迫力がある、まあ、そういう戦闘ができるようなものを組み立てているので、それをゲームをやってちょっと感じ取っていただきたいです。
So, you know, one thing that they really went for when designing how Devastator would work is they really wanted to ensure that he felt huge and he felt powerful, and that feeling really transferred over to the player as you're going up against him. So, you know, they put a lot of effort into getting that across, and he really hopes that players do take it that way.
Okay. So.Now, going to the voice acting, pretty yeah. sure I heard Peter Cullen, pretty sure I heard Frank Welker. So can you talk about the voice cast a little bit?
Yeah, so we've brought back a lot of the original G1 voice cast. So we've got, as you said, Frank Welker and Peter Cullen. We've got Dan Gilvezan as Bumblebee, who was also Bumblebee in the original show. We've got Michael Bell as Sideswipe as well. And, of course, Greg Berger as Grimlock. So,
that's fantastic. Yeah. That's awesome. So, to kind of wrap this up, when will the game be out? What systems are we looking at it to? Actually, before we get to that, is this only a single-player experience or any type of multiplayer or co-op in this?
It is a single-player experience.
Okay, single-player only. And again, what platforms will it be on?
It'll be on Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3, and PC.
Do we have a target release date?
Yep, fall this year.
Okay, fall this year. Excellent. Well, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.